What's that?
Is there any way that you can talk about the dial tower too? We didn't get that.
Kind of. That's what this book is about.
I mean,
it's like
any time.
Kind of trying to find.
Hello, everyone. I am Ms. Horsey, and you are a chronic masturbator, aren't you? I thought so. Welcome to Partial Progressive Ejaculation 101. Most masturbators fall into one of two categories. First, we have the ejaculation seekers, and the second category is the ejaculation avoiders. The avoiders would rather not mess up a good thing, and they'd like to keep that great edge feeling going for as long as possible, even deferring ejaculation for days on end sometimes. Whether you're an ejaculation seeker or an avoider, I'll bet that when you finally do explode, whether it's on purpose or whether you accidentally lost control and slipped over that edge, you pump and squirt and pump and squirt and pump and squirt until your balls are as dry as a bone. No pun intended. Don't you? Well, there is another option, and you should be aware of it. That option is what we are doing here in class today. It's called progressive partial ejaculation. You should know about it, and you should try it. What is progressive partial ejaculation? It is restricting yourself to small incremental releases of semen over a period of time without losing control. On the schedule today is to practice this new technique. This is a hands-on class. You might as well get yourselves ready while I provide instruction over the next few minutes. So go ahead and pull your pants down. Past your knees. And you'll find some lubrication on every table. Go ahead and lube your naked penises. Perhaps pull up some porn on your phones. Volume down, please. And you can go ahead, once you are all set, begin masturbating your penis. Take your penis in your favorite grip and stroke slowly as you listen to me. Get a nice steady rhythm going. And as I speak, I'd like you to ramp up your strokes until you're approaching that edge feeling, that urge to ejaculate, that craving for release that you're so familiar with. Go ahead and get yourself stroking up and down, keep stroking, up and down, hard, hard and fast. Hard and fast because we don't have all day. We need to get you close to that edge quickly. So hard and fast. Hard enough that I can hear your balls slapping against your thighs. I'd want to hear all your balls slapping against your thighs. I'd like to hear echoes of balls slapping against thighs in this classroom. Don't you just love stroking your penile shaft like that? Don't you just love pushing your penis in and out of your hand? Don't you just love fucking your hand like that, humping your hand like that? Repeat after me. I am a masturbator. I masturbate my penis. I'm masturbating my penis right now. I am a chronic penis masturbator. I'm thinking about ejaculating. Wouldn't you like to ejaculate? It would feel so good, wouldn't it? It would feel wonderful to ejaculate. But no, but don't. No, 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 no. Stop now. While you work on controlling your edge, letting that jizz approach, but yet not too close, I'm going to continue with a lesson. Everybody knows what a full ejaculation is, right? Nobody has to teach you how to ejaculate. Most boys have a vivid memory burned into their little brains about the first time they slipped over that edge and ejaculated. You don't have to teach anybody how to squirt their load. Nature just takes control, and spunk just shoots out without you ever meaning to or knowing how to. That's just what males are designed to do. You fool your penis into thinking it's inside a vagina and that it's going to be fertilizing a female. So when you hit that point of no return, your organ just shoots every last sperm out all over the place. Why would it hold a single drop back? It wants to maximize the chance of impregnating a female. And of course you, a masturbator, you just go along with it, don't you? You just let that pulsing organ squirt and squirt and squirt and squirt. Because it feels so good. For some of you, this might have even happened inside a real female at some point. You might have gotten a girl to actually let you fuck her by promising not to come inside her. You probably said, "I promise, sweetheart, when I start to come, I'll pull out." And there you are on top of her, humping away, pumping away, thrust, thrust, thrusting away. And it feels so good. It feels so good. And she said, "Baby, I think you better pull out now. Don't you think you better pull out now? Pull out now. I think you're getting too close." And you said, "Let me just stay a little while longer. I'll stop. I promise. I swear, I promise." And maybe you really meant to keep your promise. The nice guys do. But after a couple more pumps and thrusts, you feel it starting. And all you can do is bury yourself as deep as possible. As deep as possible. And there's nothing in the world that is going to stop you from unloading, squirting, and squirting, and squirting up into her womb. I hope you didn't get her pregnant. She was probably pissed, and you might have come up with some lame excuse like, "I'm sorry, honey." That's how guys are built. Once you start, you just can't stop. But of course, you can stop. And that's what we're going to be practicing today. How's that masturbating coming? I want you really aroused, feeling like you need to ejaculate So keep stroking that penis. Stroke it, stroke it, stroke it, stroke it. You know I'm not going to let you ejaculate right now. But don't you want to? Don't you want to come? Don't you want to come? Don't you want to come? You want to come? You want to come? You want to come so bad? Stroke that penis. Keep stroking that penis. Squeeze the head. Squeeze the head. Think about fucking. Fucking. Think about fucking. Think about fucking that tight pussy. And while you fuck your hand, fuck that hand. Pump into that hand, you hand fucker. You want to come, don't you? Don't you want to come? Don't you want to come for me? You want to come for me? Come for me. You want to come for me. Don't come for me. Stop. Stop. That's it. That's all for right now. Before we continue the training, I need to clarify that I am not talking about minimized or ruined orgasms. You're going to ejaculate, but in small, incremental steps. What you'll do is, you're going to feel that first spurt traveling up your cock, and then you're going to try to hold it in and stop it. The idea is to ejaculate just a couple of drops and leave the rest inside for later. How you achieve this control is a personal thing. It varies from male to male. You might stop stroking your naked penis and grab the base and sort of pinch it at the same time. Contract that PC muscle. That's the muscle that you use to stop pissing midstream. So you want to apply that same feeling of stopping your piss stream to the ejaculation that's in process. You may find it better, instead of holding your naked penis at the base, to completely let it go. Or hold it lightly between your fingers. You may find it useful, if your legs are together during orgasm, usually, to spread your legs, or vice versa. You're basically trying to do anything to disrupt and break the momentum. If you do this well, you will be able to spurt just a couple of drops. It's very difficult to do emotionally because you have this enormous urge to complete the ejaculation. What you need to tell yourself is, be patient, the rest will come. Pun intended. After your first partial emission, you'll continue to be erect and aroused, and you'll want to start masturbating again right away because you are a masturbator. And that's okay. You can start rubbing the shaft slowly. I say slowly because you don't want to trigger a full-on orgasm at this point. So rub the shaft, start thinking about the next installment of your partial ejaculation. So get back up to that edge. You want to edge and enjoy that edge, enjoy that feeling, and think about that warm, inviting pussy or that tight ass or whatever it is you want to bury your throbbing member into. Until you get to that point again, and then let yourself slip slightly over the edge and try to stop it. As soon as you feel that ejaculation beginning and you shoot out a couple more drops, I say shoot, but that's not quite right. You'll feel a throb, you'll feel a spasm, and the drops will more like ooze and drip out. Now, after the second partial emission, you'll feel pretty agonized and want to come completely. But you'll have to exert your willpower and say, nope, I'm going to hold it in for a better reward later. You're going to delay your gratification. Things will get tougher from this point out. You're very likely to lose some or all of your erection because your cock is saying, are you fucking with me? It kind of gives up and plays dead. But you can bring him back to life by slowly massaging and taking your time, looking at your porn, getting yourself back up and ready to head towards that next edge. Because I guarantee you, you still want to squirt, don't you, masturbator? You're not through, and your organ is not through either. It's just playing possum. It wants to come as badly as you do. Now comes the tricky part. For the third partial emission, things get a lot more ambiguous. You're in kind of a gray zone, a no man's land, where you have to work pretty hard to get your organ back up to that edge. It's not as easy as when you first started. And once you get to that edge, it's not as clear where the edge is. You can easily slip over it to full, irreversible ejaculation. How many partial emissions you can coax out of your organ is dependent on your own body, your rhythms, how rested or tired you are, when the last time you ejaculated was, which was probably not that long ago. At the end, you'll know when it's time to just go for it, have that final gusher. And the result will be much more ejaculatory control when you are edging. For example, if you accidentally slip up and start to ejaculate, you don't have to call the game and quit. You don't have to gush and gush and gush. You can stop it midstream and continue later. Is everybody following me so far? Good, because now we're going to practice. At this point, you shouldn't have ejaculated anything. You've just gotten to a couple of edges while I was speaking and stopped in time. So you're still nice and fully aroused and ready to go. I'm going to switch gears now and stop being the instructor. Instead, I'm going to become the conductor, if you will. I'm going to encourage your strokes. I want you to try this time for one partial emission, followed by the final gusher. If you can do more than one, great. But the goal for this class is to learn the technique, take it at your own pace, and enjoy the sensations as we go along. Try to stay in sync with me, but if you can't, just practice the techniques at your own pace. My baton is up in the air. That means hands on your cocks. Look at your porn. Ooh, don't you want to fuck one of those girls? Don't you want to fuck her so bad? But of course you can't fuck a real girl because you're a masturbator. A chronic masturbator. A chronic penis masturbator. So masturbate your penis then. What are you looking at? Does that make you want to squirt? You want to squirt for those girls? You want to squirt for me? You want to squirt right in front of them, in front of me. You want to squirt for me right here, right in front of me. You want to let them see. You want to let me see what a total masturbator you are. What a jerk off you are, squirty boy. You're a squirty boy, aren't you? Yes, you are a squirty boy. Stroke that cock. Remember, as soon as that first spurt starts traveling upwards, you want to shut it off. Don't forget. Stroke that penis. Stroke it. Stroke it. Stroke it. Stroke it, masturbator. Come on, it feels so good. It feels so good. Oh, it feels good. Yes, quicker, quicker, yes, yes, you want to fuck that tight, wet pussy, don't you, masturbator? You want to shoot that load deep, deep, deep inside that wet pussy, don't you? Yes, you do. Keep fucking your hand, you hand fucker, you hand humper. Move those hips, yes. Thrust, thrust your penis, thrust your naked penis into your hand, you masturbator. It's okay. Doesn't that feel good? Yes, it feels so good. A moan for me, masturbator. Moan. Let out those moans. I want to hear you. It feels better when you moan. It feels better when you make noise. Make some noise while you thrust those hips, while you pump that cock, hump that cock, pump that cock through your fist. Oh, that's good, masturbator. Yes, yes. You want to come. You want to come, don't you? Do you feel like coming? Do you feel like coming? Do you feel it coming up your cock? Do you feel it traveling up your cock? Do you feel that moment? Are you getting close to that moment? Are you at that edge? Good. Stop, stop, stop. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Breathe. Okay, how did we do? Did you stop in time? Did a couple of drops come out? It's so hard for your poor organ, isn't it? It's so used to just continuing and flooding and flooding and exploding, and you had to hold it back. So frustrating. You can keep rubbing lightly. Keep rubbing the penis. Keep rubbing your penis. Rub the penis. Rub it. Rub it. If you've had a partial emission of a few drops, it can get quite sticky quickly. So apply some more lube in that case, some more lubrication, and get that slidey, slippery feeling back between your hand and your naked shaft. Do you still have an erection? Did that make it a little soft? That happens. It's okay. But get right back on that horsey. It still feels good to masturbate when you're soft, doesn't it, masturbator? That's because you're a chronic masturbator. Repeat after me. I'm a chronic masturbator. I'm a chronic addicted masturbator. I'm a chronic addicted penis masturbator. And I love to masturbate my naked penis. You can't fuck a person with a limp, wet noodle, but it still feels good to masturbate a soft cock, doesn't it, masturbator? Okay, start stroking in earnest again. Get your soldier back up and ready for battle. Rub the shaft, rub the shaft, massage the shaft. Yes, massage it. Pump your hips. Fuck your hips. Pump with your hips. Fuck in and out of your hand. You hand humper. You're a hand humper. You hump your hand, you hand fucker, you fist fucker, fuck your fist, fuck your fist, milk yourself, milk it, you masturbator, milk your penis, milk it from the bottom all the way up to the top, fuck your hand like you're penetrating that pussy, poking that pussy, poking it, poking that wet pussy. You're poking that pussy, aren't you? Yes, you are. You're fucking that wet, moaning bitch who never gives you what you want, aren't you? You're thrusting into her. You're thrusting, thrusting, thrusting your penis into that tight, wet pussy. It feels so tight all along your naked shaft, all along your throbbing cock. Oh, you wish you could pound it so deep, balls deep. You want to pound it balls deep into that pussy, don't you? I know you do, masturbator. I know you. I know you. I know you're a masturbator. I know what you want. I know you'd give anything to push yourself so deep, so deep, so deeply between her soft thighs, feeling them grip your waist, feeling her put her hands on your ass, right on your ass, putting her hands on your ass and pulling you in deeper, so deeply that you can't escape, trapping you, so you can only push in, you cannot pull out. She's got you between her thighs. She's rubbing up against you and pulling you deeper inside of her, trapping you. Plant your toes against the mattress and push, push into her, push, push, push your penis into her. Do you feel that tingle? Do you feel it starting? It's okay this time. You're gonna spurt. You're gonna come. You're gonna come. You're gonna come for me. You're gonna explode. You're gonna see stars. You're gonna let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Come. Come on. Come. Come, masturbator. Come for me, masturbator. Come on, masturbator. Spurt that load, masturbator. Poke that pussy, masturbator. Poke that fist, pussy. Yeah, that's it. That's good. Good, masturbator. Look at all that cum exploding out of your cock, your throbbing, pulsing cock. That's a good masturbator. Okay, breathe. Breathe. Relax. You did it. Good job, masturbator. Okay. For the next class, your assignment. Oh, yes, you do have homework. Your assignment is to practice the progressive partial ejaculation technique I taught you today. Next time you masturbate, masturbator, which will probably be very soon, I want you to control your ejaculation 2 times before completion. I want you to be prepared to share the entire experience in full detail with me next class. Any questions? I didn't think so. Thank you all for participating. I quite enjoyed myself, I must say. Class dismissed.